It's time for Health Talk with Sheila White on FM Talk 106.5. Health Talk examines health issues that are important to you. Join the conversation with your questions and comments at 251-343-0106. Now your host, Sheila White.
Good evening. Welcome tonight to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Tonight we're not as healthy as normal. As you guys know, we try to promote health on the Gulf Coast. But depending on your questions, it will depend on how the night goes. We are going to have a fun show tonight, filled with great food by one of the area's best. I mean, I must say, I just ate some of his samples. And best caterers, Nate Theris. He's with Georgia Russo's Catering. And we are honored to have him here with us tonight. The food was spectacular. I have no words for it. Before we get started with him, we wanted to talk about a couple of things. First and foremost, we're going to be doing a turkey drive downtown Mobile. And it's basically going to be where you can actually donate a turkey. And you will get a picture of the family that the turkey is delivered to. We're doing that now up until Christmas Eve because it's for Christmas. But the turkeys will be delivered by our staff of nurses that work with us. Additionally, we wanted to talk about, of course, Teresa Matthews, who is our nurse. Not a nurse, but is our author, local author here on the Gulf Coast. We want to remind everyone to support her book. And to go to Amazon.com and check out 13 Steps to the Cellar. Now, without further ado, I want to talk with the great chef who has honored us tonight by being here. His name is Nate Theris. And Nate, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your restaurant, and just some ideas about how the audience can reach you tomorrow if they want to place an order for catering?
I would suggest that they reach us as soon as possible because we are booked. But yeah, give us a call. Mm-hmm. I'm with Georgia Russo's Catering. Hello, Mobile, Alabama. We actually have been in the area for quite some time. Mm-hmm. The Russo's family had restaurants both on the Causeway and in Fort Condi. Mm-hmm. And the catering company has been rocking and rolling since 2009.
Well, I have your phone number here if you guys are interested after you hear. And I would highly recommend. I mean, the food, I just had a few samples, is out of this world. And I'm going to try to take the rest of it with me when I go.
You're welcome to it.
But Nate, you can be reached at 251-666-1141. And again, that's 251-666-1141. You can talk with him or Diane, who works.
You'll be talking to Georgia or
to
Diane.
Georgia? Yeah. Georgia or Diane.
Or my brother Emmanuel.
He's the chef. He's the miracle worker behind the scenes.
I'm the sous chef.
Well, can you tell us where are you from?
I grew up a little bit all over earlier in life in Europe, mm-hmm. and then here in Mobile, a little in many other states also as well, but mainly here in Mobile. Went to school at Murphy.
And, oh, wow.
Really, just my family's always been involved in food.
How did you end up with Georgia?
My older brother has been the chef at Russo's since the old days, and I jumped on with him over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Best food, I tell you. You guys are just spectacular.
You blend Mediterranean with Southern mm-hmm. comfort, mm-hmm. this is what you get.
Well, my initial question is, you know, you explained a little bit of this to me outside when we were preparing the food, but like incorporating Mediterranean into a Southern things holiday. I mean, what are some of the differences? Like, what are some of the things that I normally wouldn't do that I will get from your catering?
Well, there's a spice difference. You know, for people who are not, you know, completely comfortable with Greek food, you're just right away your palate's going to explode. A lot of garlic, mm-hmm. a lot of spice, a lot of seasoning. You know, we make full-bodied, full-rounded, flavorful food. Uh-huh. And if that's not your bag, then, you know. But we can do anything. Any type of food that you can think of, we can make. We just specialize specifically in that because that's where our background is.
Where the background comes from. But the thing is, when I tasted the food, it was just delicious. I really didn't notice you know, any difference outside of the quality. It was just so good. Like you said, the spices, the seasoning, it just it all came together. It's a lot of the little things.
You can't neglect the steps when you're cooking, you know, mm-hmm. the seasoning in layers, you know, making sure you get the flavor into everything before you bring it together. You know, I think that's where it's at with quality food.
Well, guys, if you have questions for Nate, he's here tonight to answer your questions, how to make your holiday the best holiday possible. You may not, you know, be a chef like him, but he can share some of his chef tips and chef ideas with you. You can call us at 343-0106 if you have questions for him. I want to go back to a little bit of, you know, about you. Like, what drew you into becoming a chef? Like, when? How did you decide? When did you know?
My father, basically, in my family, everybody cooks. There's multiple other chefs in the family as well, and it's always been a thing, not just competitive, but also a love, you know,
a love for food.
A love for what food does when it brings you together, a love for food and family and the mixture, because it all is one in the end, you know, and what it, the way that it does bring
you're
a family
passionate.
Together.
You're passionate. I mean, I noticed that when you were even setting up the food out there, you were very passionate about it. And when you're passionate about something, you're good at it. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
One can only hope.
Yeah, you're really good at what you do. I can attest to that. So you're here on the Gulf Coast. How long have you been with Georgia Russo's Catering?
Off and on over 10 years.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the company?
Yeah. Like I said, Georgia came from a background of restaurant business. Her father had restaurants in Mobile. Her brothers had restaurants in Mobile. And she decided to do something different, something new and challenging. And, you know, went out on her own and did this this catering. She with Miss Mary Myers and my brother, Emmanuel Theris. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they really made it work, and they worked really, really hard. And that's what it is in the end, is hard work.
Hard work. And creativity, too, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I think we have a caller on the line. Hi, caller. What is your name?
Yes, my name's George. I had a quick question for Nate.
Okay.
How you doing, George?
I'm all right, man. So there's all these lovely citruses, these clementines and everything that are blooming this time of year. Do you make a vinaigrette with that, or do you make any type of fruit salad?
My brother has a citrus vinaigrette that we have been doing, and we've been using local satsumas that we were able to pick off trees, just using the zest and the juice, you know. Probably with a little bit of champagne vinegar, a little garlic, salt and pepper, olive oil. It's amazing.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And what kind of greens do you think would be great to toss that with this time of year?
I mean, if you can get your hands on local microgreens, I would suggest that. But yeah, spinach, any one of them, they're it's just so good, you know. A little light toss, not overabundant.
Don't saturate it, basically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is that called?
Right,
what is that?
And that cuts through the acidity, the champagne with a little sweetness.
Oh, yes, yes. So, I mean, obviously there's certain citrus that are a lot stronger than others, and then you have to balance them properly. But definitely, you know, your oranges, your navel oranges, your satsumas, your clementines, they're just amazing. And pretty balanced as well.
Wow, thanks so much, Nate. I've been really looking for a recipe for that for a long time. There's just the citrus is everywhere this time of year.
Yes, sir. No worries, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you have any additional questions or you want to actually pick up that what you just talked about, what is the name of it? Do you know what your brother calls it, or is just part of a
citrus vinaigrette?
Citrus vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Do you sell that and like?
I would talk to the office, but I'm absolutely certain that can happen.
Okay. Well, again, if you want to call the office tomorrow, you can reach them at 251-666-1141. And it's Georgia Russo's Catering, as if anyone didn't know that. but basically, I have a quick question from someone that wrote me online. And it's really simple. It's about brown sugar.
Really?
And like she said, her brown sugar is like rock solid, like really hard. And she doesn't know how to stop it from getting that hard. Is there anything she can do?
It needs to be sealed from air.
Sealed from
That's
air.
What it is.
Just
yes.
that simple.
It's that simple.
So does she put
make
it in
sure
Ziploc?
When you open something, either remove it and put it in Ziploc, or turn it back, you know, tie it up and use bread ties, do something, but you've got to get the air out of there or else it will always rock up. Don't let it get wet. Don't let it get moist. And when all else fails, take a mortar and a pestle and grind it back down.
Grind it back down because it is still usable. It's just,
of course.
Really rock hard.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So, but basically, we thank you for our listeners. If you have any additional questions, feel free to call us. Nate will be with us throughout the entire show tonight. And you can call us at 343-0106.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Welcome back to Health Talk. Tonight we're talking with Nate Theris of Georgia Russo's Catering. We do have a caller on the line. Vasily, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, sir. How are you tonight?
Good.
Well, do you have a question for Nate?
Speak up a little.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your question?
How do I help my parents with the holiday meals?
What was your question? How do you help?
How do I help my parents with the holiday meals?
Oh, I see. He wants to know how he helps his parents with the holiday meals.
Well, Vasily, first off, the main thing is always keep your hands clean. A good chef always washes his hands when he gets ready for food prep. And then safety always. Be careful around knives, hot food, ovens, etc. But you know what to do. Your parents are going to need so much help. You can help them get the turkey ready. You can make the dressing. You can make the gravy. I know you know how to do that.
Did you have any other questions, Vasily, for us tonight?
No.
Well, thank you for calling. We really appreciate you calling in.
Bonsoir.
Well, we have a question from online now. It's basically, I have family coming from out of town, and I would like to incorporate Gulf Coast seafood without losing the holiday tradition. Do you have any suggestions on how to incorporate seafood without losing the traditional holiday table?
I have several. The easiest way, obviously, would be to make a gumbo. I was thinking otherwise, a really nice other way to do it would be with jumbo lump crab, like to do like a corn and crab casserole. I like to do it. My chef has a recipe with jumbo lump and shaved queen corn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, cream and you know, mushrooms, onions, peppers. It's really, really good.
For gumbo, like, do you have any secret tips for holiday gumbo?
I have so many. I'd have to kill you if I told you because they're very secret.
Well, basically, like, a great pot of gumbo.
Yes.
What does that include?
I mean, it has to include all the things that you're looking for. You're looking for that dark, rich flavor, all the herbs and the viscosity. You're looking for either lamb with sausage and smoked chicken, or you might, you know, or seafood with, you know, whatever you do, oysters, shrimp, claw meat, you know. But it's about the texture. It's about the, you know, the thickness, the sheen, you know, getting that right. And then you got your gumbo right.
Like a seafood gumbo.
Yes.
Therefore, you have the gumbo, but you still have the dressing. But you had mentioned something about a dressing, or was it, what was it?
Well, I was saying a casserole that you make with jumbo lump crab is also delicious. Very much so part of the holiday menu. And something that's not that hard to do, and you can just put it in the oven, and as long as you don't overcook it, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like dressing.
It's like dressing,
yeah.
But it is.
But I would roast whole heads of queen corn, you know, season them, roast or grill them, and then shave it into the casserole when you're mixing it together, and it just comes out delicious.
Sounds good. okay, so I have another question that I'm going to ask you, because we're getting questions online, and I've actually printed some of them all.
Okay.
Okay, every holiday table, what are the staples that you think, or are there any staples that should be on every holiday
table? There's many that people should have. But I think one thing that everybody's going to want, no matter what they're cooking, is definitely homemade gravy.
Homemade gravy.
Yes.
How do you well, this is actually one of the questions that we have. How do you make a great turkey gravy from the turkey that they've just cooked?
The best way to do it, to be honest with you, is to cook a turkey ahead. Yeah. I would cook a turkey ahead just for the bones the
really?
Day before. Yes. Take the carcass, you know, and make your stock. Make a thick, delicious turkey stock with mm-hmm. vegetables. And use that as your base for your gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Enrich it and you know, finish it with roux. You know, add mushrooms and, you know, and a little bit of white wine. And there you go. You've got an amazing turkey gravy. But,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
Definitely my dad always did that for years. And that's what we do. We use, you know, all the bones and everything. And we make gravy, you know. Mm-hmm. Our gravy's from scratch. It's delicious.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I can only imagine
yep.
how good it is. Okay, so we have another question. And basically the person says, I can't cook at all. I burn boiling eggs. And I need a simple
Marry a
dish.
Cook.
She needs a simple dish to take to the family's house for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
So basically she can't even cook like yep. eggs.
All right.
What do you suggest?
The simplest thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things. That
what about candy yams? Are they pretty simple to make or no?
Yeah, I'm not really a yam guy.
Oh,
but
you're not?
They are fairly simple.
They
to
are
make.
Very
yeah.
simple.
Do you like them?
I do. I love candy yams.
You love the
oh
candy
my god!
Yams.
I've had since yeah. I was a little child. I've loved them.
Yeah.
What do you think about like anything with corn? You think like corn casserole maybe or
yeah or a green bean casserole is easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you make a green bean casserole?
Yeah, just. It really depends whether you get – if you get fresh green beans and you need to boil them. If you get frozen green beans and you just need to warm them up,
mm-hmm.
steam them, boil them, get them halfway there. Then you drain them and you make yourself a sauce on the side with, you know, your base, which is going to be
can
a
you buy
a white
the sauce?
Sauce? Can you buy the sauce?
Uh-huh, just buy
yeah,
a sauce.
Sure you can.
What do you recommend, if anything?
I recommend Georgia Russo's Catering for everything.
That does work. And, you know, my suggestion to her is what I do, because I can't
sure.
cook. I basically go to you and I
yeah,
will buy.
Yeah, that would be my suggestion. Find somewhere and buy something
yeah,
really good.
And when you walk in and to the family house, you know, the home,
yeah.
they don't know if you bought it or not. You were telling me that because I felt guilty.
Yeah, there's no need to disclose.
Mm-hmm.
Take the wrapper off and, you know, you just made the best thing ever.
You were saying probably a lot of people at the table have done the same thing. They were
I'm sure it's happened.
Except for grandma.
Oh, yeah. My grandma, no.
Yeah. She wouldn't do it.
No way.
Okay, so we have a couple of things that are pretty simple, but it means a lot, I guess, to some of the listeners. Like
yeah.
Substituting margarine for butter or vice versa. Is there a big difference in that or is it?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
Not me.
Why?
Because I don't like margarine or anything.
Okay, so I trust you because
yeah.
I'm eating your food. So whatever,
yeah.
I would suggest to the to the person who wrote that not to do it. Is there any food that you would suggest that, another question I just got, is there any food that you would suggest that someone, we make ahead? So let's say, you know,
yeah.
what
yeah,
do you,
sure. What keeps very good for a couple of days, make pies.
Pies.
Yeah. They
mm-hmm.
hold, and they're good at room temp anyway. Or you could heat them back up easily without, you know, destroying them. I would make stuff like that ahead of time. Definitely make your meat on schedule for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important.
Because it dries
really
out, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the thing that you would want to bring out of the oven when it's time to eat.
What are you, like, what are some of the popular pies this year?
Oh, always pecan pie.
Pecan pie is
always.
Number one.
I mean, apple, pear, peach. I mean, all the pies are all in season. They're all
mm-hmm.
wonderful. Bean pie, all this. But pecan pie being my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And in this time of year, possibly the favorite pie.
Well, you know what I've never gotten into was pumpkin pie. I like sweet potato versus
right.
pumpkin.
Right, I got you.
Why is
it's just a thing. You have to be into it, you know. Like
mm-hmm.
I personally, not
Not a so fan big. Of pumpkin.
I mean, it's all right, but mm-hmm. like, you know, when I eat pie,
you know,
I want
sweet.
The best pie.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'm not even going to bother.
Well, pumpkin pie seems kind of blander than sweet potato.
Some people love it.
Really?
Oh, than sweet potato? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a texture thing, too. I mean, but I mean, it's all seasoned with the same stuff. You're going to mm-hmm. have your allspices, your nutmegs, your cinnamons, you know, because those are the holiday flavors.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, me, pecan pie guy.
Pecan pie.
Yes.
Yeah, I like pecan pie. I mean, I never was a big fan of pecan pie, but
really?
As I got older, I started.
It's growing on you.
It's grown on me because it's. Depending on who makes it, you know.
Well, that would probably be the problem.
Okay, so we answered her question about the turkey gravy. So we have, it says, are you seeing anything different this year with your holiday orders than previous years before? Or is it pretty much the same every year?
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves fried turkey. We make the best fried turkey in town. I've been mm-hmm. doing a lot of that. Smoked turkeys, too. Mm-hmm. Dressing, pretty standard. You know, yeah, I would say the volume is about the same, maybe more, you know.
Yeah, and what about cookie recipes? I got like 30 questions about cookie recipes.
Really? So, yeah, so you should have got my wife on here.
Does she make a lot of cookies?
Oh, she's just a baker. Amazing. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cookie recipes. I like white chocolate macadamia.
Oh, wow.
That's what I like. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How long does it take to make?
No time at all.
Really?
No. No. Okay. You just make your standard cookie batter, you know. At white chocolates, macadamians, you know, you ball them up, get them on your sheet pan. Make sure you're spaced properly so they don't blend in together, you know, and don't overcook them, whatever you do.
Don't overcook them.
No. You want that crisp exterior, but you want the inside to crumble, you know. You want it. I do anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the inside to be soft. What, okay, so basically tonight, guys, we're talking with Nate Theris. He is with Georgia Russo's Catering, and he's basically taking time to answer our questions. When we come back from break, we're going to have the audience call and ask some additional questions. You can call us on 343-0106 and talk with Nate and ask him your holiday questions. When else do you have a chef sitting right here waiting?
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Welcome back, my friends. You're with us tonight with Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Tonight, my friend is Nate Theris.
Hey.
He is with Georgia Russo's Catering. And before we started the show, he let us sample some of his creations. What did we sample?
We had a lamb gumbo with smoked chicken and Kaneka sausage. We had homemade pita and spinach artichoke dip. We had Mediterranean beef brochettes with a tzatziki and what else? We had one. Oh, yeah. We had crab avocado bites as well.
Mm-hmm. Everything was delicious. And we're not able to eat while we're on the show, so it's sitting getting cold as we talk. And I'm really upset about that.
No worries.
But we had to stop. So can you tell us, they're listening to you tonight, but where can they tomorrow reach your office and order food or to help them with the holiday?
Yeah, I mean, this is what I would say. It's going to be hard to book anything at this point in time if you haven't called us already. But all your favorite sides that you can think of that you would need for your meal are pre-made and waiting for you at Georgia Russo's Catering. Come and look in the frozen section and the cooler.
What did
and
you cook
have,
today? You said you cooked.
We did bread pudding with praline bourbon sauce ready and to go whenever you want it. We have green bean casseroles. We have dressing. There's just multiple choices. Homemade cranberry sauce, very,
oh,
very
wow.
good. Yeah, just made it today. whatever you might need a size, I would call and find out what's left and what's available. Call now.
And is it easier to get sides now than it would be to get like a fried turkey or...
Right now, yes. I mean, obviously, if you had called a week ago or a week and a half ago, then yeah, fried turkey's no problem because we fried them all day today. But I would say under short notice right now, I would call the office and see what's available. But definitely, we have your sides. We have made them up today. They're all waiting for you. Come and get them.
Come and get them. Yeah, guys, don't listen to Nate. Call and beg because it's worth it. It's beg worthy, let me tell you. If your family comes in and they think you cook this stuff, you're going to be like, but then they may come every year, right?
Yeah. They might move in.
I didn't know you could cook like this. But, you know, I have cousins that know I can't cook. So they know the truth.
Oh, okay.
But basically, you can reach the office. And I think you said they just asked for Diana and who else? Who did I ask for?
Diane, Georgia.
Georgia. Yeah. And you can call them at 251-666-1141. And we want as many questions as you can do tonight, guys. You can call us at 343-0106. I do have a caller on the line. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Go ahead.
Hi, caller. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. What's your name?
Nia.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Nia, N-I-A.
Oh, hi, Nia. Hi, you're on with Nate. What's your question for Nate tonight?
I love fried turkey, and I was wanting to know, how do you fry turkey?
How do we fry a turkey, or how would you go about frying a turkey? So, obviously, you need to have a vat or a pot or a fryer or something big enough to take the turkey. Depending on what size of a turkey, it's going to be, you know, you're going to, because you need to have that much grease and you need to get it up to temp. The main thing is don't have the grease too hot. Don't have it not hot enough. 325, something like that. That's where you want to be. Then, you know, the main thing is go ahead and inject it the day before to let that seasoning.
And can Georgia Russo's Catering make one for me?
I hope you ordered it days ago.
They can make fried turkey for you.
But they make the best fried turkey. The best. Yes.
I would suggest call them tomorrow and ask for, what is it, Diane? And
yes,
Ms.
Yes.
Russo herself. And,
absolutely.
And I'm pretty sure they may, you know, you have a better chance tomorrow than you would next week of getting one. But you may have to, you know, call as soon as you can. But the number you would call is 251-666-1141. Have you tried to make a fried turkey in the past?
No, this will be my first time trying to fry a turkey.
Oh, it will be. What do you have? Like, what are you using right now?
I'd use a deep pot to fry a turkey.
You have a deep fryer?
Yes, ma'am.
What size is it?
What size is your turkey first? Mm-hmm. What size is your turkey?
Quart.
What do you have? What do you have?
30 quart.
So I'm saying, how heavy is the bird? What's the size?
It's pretty heavy.
She probably doesn't know yet.
Well, I'm sure you've measured it. If you can get it down in there, and you can get it down there with enough grease to go around to where you don't lose temp with your grease, then you're all set. Just make sure you have the temp and that you can temp it. And see what size. And then also make sure that you're spinning and flipping it, too, so that, you know, it gets done evenly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling, caller. Please do call tomorrow, though. They could actually make a turkey for you. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Oh, we missed that one. Let's go to Janice.
Hi, Janice. Thanks for calling into the show tonight. You're on with Nate Theris.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Janice.
Hi, you just made a very good point. You said that you were already cooking today for Thanksgiving, which is next week.
Oh, yes.
We worry about this every holiday or a special occasion of how long do leftovers last. And if you picked up something that was pre-cooked, it's already dated when you get it, so... How many days after can you eat it?
Well, the thing is, are you talking about picking something up that's frozen or something that's not frozen? Because if it's frozen, it's in stasis and it's fine. If you're talking about leftovers in your fridge from like turkey dinner or whatever that you put in your fridge,
right.
You know,
yeah.
I would, you know, obviously the turkey's good to make sandwiches for several days afterward. I don't personally keep anything, you know, over a week in my fridge for no reason, even though some of it may be all right. I'm just not going to do that. But yeah, definitely days afterward, it's fine. If you're, as long as your fridge is up to the right temperature and, you know, it should be fine. What I suggest is what you do put in the fridge after it's come down and it's not warm anymore, cover it. Keep it covered and only uncover it when you're using it.
What about freezing? Okay. Like freezing.
Well,
like
I was going to ask you too. Well, how many times can you reheat a dish?
I really wouldn't do it more than once, personally. If it's been heated, made, came down, frozen, reheat it and eat it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If it's like, yeah. You know, if it's something like that. But I mean, obviously you can do it, but every time, you know, it becomes less than. I personally would take it down, reheat it, and eat it.
Mm-hmm. And if you
get out what you need and heat that, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Does it matter? Does turkey or ham last longer? Does ham last longer than turkey?
It really matters on what the preparation is. You know, obviously, smoked meat lasts longer than non-smoked meat. Smoked ham tends to last a while. Yeah. Well, you have leftover, pre-slice it. Throw it in a Ziploc bag and put it in the fridge. You got sandwiches there for days. Turkey, the one thing that you want to worry about is it might dry out in your fridge, especially if it's not sealed up, you know. But
because we usually have a lot of leftovers, and then we always, you know, if it's 2 or 3 days later, we're thinking,
You're probably good for 2 or 3 days.
Just,
yeah, don't. I mean, I hate to throw anything away that's good, but yeah, you know, if it runs the course and nobody eats it that week, then, you know, that's that. What you should do, obviously, is you know, figure out how much you want to have in your fridge and then freeze the rest right off the bat.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You have a great evening.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We have another caller on the line. Hi, caller. You're on with Nate Theris of Georgia Russo's Catering.
Hello?
Yes. Hey there.
Hi there. I've been hearing what you're saying, and I'm wondering, thinking ahead for Christmas, how far in advance should I be calling to place orders for the holiday season?
You could do it now.
Go ahead and do it now?
Oh, yeah. Whenever is good for you, I would go ahead and do it now. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. And what about for regular meals? Do you guys have a freezer section where I could come and pick up something that would be quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I was saying, we have all kinds of sides. All kinds of our staples. We have gumbo and rice in the freezer there that you can pick up and bring down and have ready for meals. We have jambalaya. We have all types of stuff. Come by and check it out.
Where are you?
Wonderful. I definitely will. Thank you.
Yeah, 1608 Rochelle Street, right off Highway 90. Pull it up. Look at our Facebook page. Get our address and come and see us.
Will do. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Can you order online now as well or no?
I would call.
Call.
I would call.
It's more personal because you can tell them specialized things if you call.
Yeah.
If you have additional questions, feel free to call. We're still taking calls. You can call us at 343-0106. And we're talking tonight with Georgia Russo's catering chef, sous chef, correct?
Correct.
Nate Theris. And Nate, what are some of your like holiday specialties? What do you specialize in for the holidays? Is there anything or?
I mean, we obviously specialize in fried turkeys. You know, we've been doing that for a long time. We've got it down pat, and that's
you said
like,
Cajun injected too, right? Can you get them non spicy?
They're not that spicy.
Really?
No. It's a way to get the moisture and the seasoning into the turkey ahead of time.
I'm going to be there tomorrow knocking on the door. I really am.
Come on.
They're going to be like, look, oh, God, this is the crazy lady from the radio station. Well, I have, I do have another caller on the line. Hi, caller. You're on the line with our wonderful chef, Nate Theris, with Georgia Russo's Catering. What's your question for Nate?
Hi, this is Bubba out here in Chonchula, and
hey, man.
I heard y'all talk radio, and I had a question. My Aunt Bessie killed this squirrel last night in a big old tree, And I've been simmering on some what kind of animal is that? Possum. And my question to Nate is, can you make a possum and a squirrel soup together? Or is that, if you mix them together, is that not going to taste good?
How much brandy are you using?
I never use brandy. You talking about alcohol?
That would be it.
Well, sir, as long as it's not on Sunday, I can use some brandy. You know, I go to church on Sunday.
Good for you.
So, can I make a possum and squirrel soup together?
Yeah, pre-soak them in brandy for about 4 days because they're really tough.
Really tough meat.
Yeah.
Really tough meat.
Barely edible.
Barely edible. Well, thanks for calling, sir.
Well,
we appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving
Blessed
to
be.
You as well. And so basically, you know, there are some exotic foods. People like exotic foods for the holidays. Do you guys do anything with that type of I guess it depends on what you decide.
I mean, food is so exciting in every way, and I love all types of food. I love Asian food.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we specialize in Mediterranean and Southern comfort, but we dabble. And, you mm-hmm. know, I love Indian food.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys for joining us tonight. Come back after the break. Please call us and talk directly with Nate of Georgia Russo's Catering at 343-0106, 343-0106. We're still taking callers.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Tonight, our friend is an amazing chef with Georgia Russo's Catering, Nate Theris. Nate, can you tell them how to reach you tomorrow?
Just call us. Call us at Georgia Russo's Catering. Start calling as soon as we open up, and we'll take care of you.
They're not going to beat me to it.
Oh, is that right?
No. Because I need a fried turkey. I really do. But you can also call the office, Georgia Russo's, at 251-666-1141. And you will ask for either, you said Georgia or
yep.
Diane.
Georgia Russo's or Diane.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you guys open what time?
Probably 8 in the morning.
8 to when?
I mean, I'll be there before then, but mm-hmm. yeah. And we're usually there hours, usually till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Till 4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have a caller on the line with us now. Hi, caller. Are you there? Hey, Caitlin.
Yes, hi. I'm here. I have a question.
Okay.
Yes. How long does it take to fry turkey, and what's the temperature?
Okay, so generally it depends exactly on how heavy it is, but I would say about 45 minutes.
Okay, 45 minutes. So like for the 20-pound turkey.
Yeah, at least 45 minutes.
Okay.
What it is, do you have a thermometer, a chef's thermometer?
I don't, but I can always get one.
Yes, they're anywhere. I would go up and grab one. That way you can get a quick temp, you know, and make sure that you're on point, because you need a minimum of 165
degrees. 165
degrees.
Okay. That's pretty good information. Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
Thank you for calling. How long has fried turkeys been in? Because when I was growing up, not to age myself, I don't recall it being a big thing. But
I mean, I think as soon as people started frying anything, they started frying everything. I would say, especially down here in the South, you know, we figured it out pretty quick that you can make anything from donuts to ice cream and deep fry it. So, yeah.
It just seems like it's been a craze for the past 10
years.
Yeah,
it's definitely higher, you know, in demand. But it's mm-hmm. probably because when you fry something, you get the moisture inside, and it's harder to dry it out, you know, and it's just so delicious, too.
I like smoked turkey, too.
Yeah, smoked turkey's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you, I guess you see the most popular is the fried, correct?
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, we've also sold hundreds of smoked turkeys already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I cut probably 30 of them today.
Well, it's not, you know, guys, don't despair if you haven't ordered, because you can still get it for Christmas, too. And they still can order now. There's things that there are available.
Yeah, they just need to talk to them in the office and see what's available.
Just call the office tomorrow and just see what's available, because you can order now for Thanksgiving and also go ahead and order for Christmas, too, as well, correct?
Yeah, get ahead of the game.
If you have a question for Nate, call us at 343-0106. And, he's here for another few moments with us, and we've been honored to have you here with us tonight. The food is
been my honor.
It's just spectacular. I just have to say, I'm so impressed by what we've tasted so far.
Well, we're all happy to hear that.
Basically, like desserts.
Yeah.
One of the questions that I have is, like, what do you recommend for desserts? I mean, I know
like I already said, I'm not a cake guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a pie guy.
Pie.
So I suggest pecan pie, cherry pie, blackberry, apple, pear. You know, I suggest that you eat pies, because I think pies are better.
You already answered the debate about margarine or butter.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a debate.
Okay, so you and I talked about this. And basically keeping food warm, like, because a couple of questions, I guess they all go in together, because one is like, how do I keep the food warm without losing the flavor? But then there's another question, since we're out of time, I'm going to try to merge them. It's basically what foods are best to make ahead of time if you're short on time.
Yeah.
So those two questions kind of run together.
Yeah. So make some of your pies, stuff like that, ahead of time. Even cookies, that's fine. I mean, you know, you're not worried about temp. Your casseroles hold longer than other things, you know. Your sauces and your gravies are going to sit on the stove in a pot and probably be good for a while, you know, keep it up to temp at very low. Make sure, do your meats last. Pull them out when it's time to eat, you know, don't overcook them, you know, and you should be all right.
Are there any kind of new, like, appetizers that are really popular this season? Like, what are you seeing, like, appetizer-wise?
All types of stuff.
Really?
I mean, yeah, like, a lot of finger foods are really hot right now. A lot of food on a stick is hot right now. No, I'm serious.
You made us kebabs. Which
yeah,
were,
those what was Mediterranean.
That cream? What was that cream you had?
It's tzatziki.
It was so
Greek
good.
Tzatziki. It's a yogurt sauce made with dill and garlic. Mm-hmm. And cucumbers.
Well, you said roll it into the sauce, and it was just
I wanted you to coat
it. It was mouthwatering.
Yes, I wanted you to coat the whole thing. And the meat is made with top of the shop. Ras el hanout is a type of seasoning blended with a bunch of other seasonings, and it comes out so good with the beef.
It was like perfect match.
I mean, I'm so glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was, because I was just going to, because the bob looked good by itself. And I was like, you were like rolling.
Sometimes
up,
if you wait a second, the combination is worth it.
I didn't want to do it, just so you know. I was like, he's going to miss this. All
right.
It was really good.
Well, I'm glad you liked it.
So basically, like, what about cocktails? Are there any, like, new holiday cocktails that...
I don't know about new holiday cocktails, but to me, a holiday cocktail is always going to be eggnog.
Eggnog.
Oh, yes.
With alcohol in it?
Well, yeah, probably in an adult setting, it would definitely have alcohol in it. Yeah,
I've never.
If you're having a cocktail, then yeah, I'd say
an eggnog cocktail ever.
Really?
I think I'm gonna try that.
Yeah. So
basic
when we were kids, Dad used to make virgin eggnog for the children, and then alcoholic varieties for the adults. But they had it warm made. But I think now they make cocktails where it's chilled and it's really, really good. You can do it in a martini glass or whatever, you know.
Is there a special eggnog recipe that you have, like, or is it just basic?
No, I mean, I could get into it if you want to. I would say, me personally, my personal preference is I would do whiskey over rum. A lot of people like rum because it's sweeter, but I personally like blended whiskey. But, you know, that's a personal choice in how you like it, you know. But, I mean, to me, a glass of eggnog, that kind of spells the season, you know.
Really well.
Yeah.
And then, so, the most popular, I guess when we talked about seafood, how to incorporate seafood into the meal.
Sure.
Appetizers are pretty good for that, aren't they?
I would, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like homemade crab bites, griddle made crab cakes. Those are delicious pass arounds, you know. Yeah, there's so many things you can do with that. Or grilled shrimp on a stick, you know. Those are amazing.
Sounds so good.
Yeah.
Well, I basically
cocktail shooters. Yeah, those are great.
Cocktail shooters.
Yeah, you get like shot glasses with a little bit of cocktail sauce mm-hmm. in the bottom, and then you just put one beautiful boiled shrimp on the side of it.
Oh my gosh!
And the people just take it, dip it, and eat, and pass it. You know.
Oh wow.
Those are really good too. We love
you
doing
guys
that.
Do corporate events like corporate
all
parties,
the time. Yes.
As well as like in at home.
Right now we cater to people on site at their mm-hmm. homes. We do huge corporate events. We do. Like I said, we'll fry fish for 10,000 people and then go and deliver 15 sandwiches the next day. You know, I mean, we do it all.
Like right now, it's just pick it up and take it home with you. Okay. So basically, guys, before the show ends tonight, I want to thank you so much, Nate, for being here. I mean,
you're so welcome.
It's been an honor to have you here. Like,
it's all mine.
I'm telling you, your food vocabulary and it's just impressive, like this. Yeah.
Well, we try to please. Well, you know, really hard at it. Like I said, it's a lot of hard work.
Nate is with Georgia Russo's Catering. The phone number is 251-666-1141. And I want to invite you guys to call them tomorrow if you need help with any type of catering or any type of recipes or food for your home holiday.
Have a great holiday, everybody. And from Georgia Russo's Catering, Kalinita.
Well, thank you, Nate. And also, guys, please remember that we'll be doing a turkey drive this year. And it's for Christmas, though, because we started it too late for Thanksgiving. Please call us at 251-264-3009. And don't forget to call Nate's office, Georgia Russo's Catering. And thank you for everybody who's called in. And thank you so much, Nate Theris, for being here with us tonight.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.